Welcome back, everybody. Delighted to have with us a little bit later than anticipated. I know you're all looking forward to George Papadopoulos. He has written a new book, Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down the President. It's quite a read. It's a page-turner. It reads like a novel, and it's I highly recommend it. And it's a pleasure to have Mr. Papadopoulos on the show. Hi there.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to do this.
Well, it was. Do you have a background in writing? It's quite a great read. Independent of all the things you talked about.
I don't actually have a background in writing, but I like to say about my story, truth definitely is stranger than fiction, and I couldn't have made it up even if I wanted to, but because it's such an incredible story, and it really digs into exactly what was happening to our team in 2016 and what odds we were against and still won.
You did end up spending 12 days in jail, and a lot of people say, oh, 12 days, big deal. I don't know about, and I want to ask you about it. For me, going to jail for doing nothing wrong would be a nightmare of biblical proportions. How did they treat you in jail?
Well, of course, it was a horrifying experience, and no one wants to be there, especially when, as you stated, I did basically nothing wrong, and neither did other people involved in this, witch hunt. But I was treated fine. There were a lot of, it was in Oxford, Wisconsin. It was Trump, a very Trump-friendly city. And, the people at the facility quite fully understood what my story was and, how I basically was mistreated and how the president has been mistreated himself. So they understood and no one was bothering me, fortunately. But basically, I live by the motto of don't really get mad, but get even. And part of that getting even is was writing my book, Deep State Target, and actually revealing the extent of how corrupt the Obama administration was and the FBI and the Comey FBI was. And, it looks like the president and his allies in Congress are really interested now in declassifying certain material regarding my case that should expose more of these individuals who perpetrated this crime against America.
Well, it was amazing the way you were treated or mistreated and cornered. You were never actually a paid person on the Trump team. You were a foreign policy advisor. I've heard you say on TV you haven't met with any Russians, you haven't talked to any Russians, but the word was that you were going to set up a meeting between Trump and Vladimir Putin. How did that get to be the centerpiece of this whole story?
So basically, as a foreign policy advisor, my job was to do two things. One was to, actually it was three things. One, it was for me to meet with various diplomats to better understand the U.S. relationship with whatever country I was dealing with. Two, to help edit Donald Trump's foreign policy speeches that he gave. And three, to host Donald Trump with various other leaders around the world. I was successful in introducing Donald Trump to the Egyptian president, and I failed to do it with Vladimir Putin. And it's for the simple reason that, one, the campaign really wasn't interested in dealing with the Russians, and two, I had no real Russia contacts, as you referenced earlier. So for me to actually become patient zero of a Russia conspiracy when I've never been to Russia, never met a Russian official in my life, it just goes to show you of how incredible the PSYOP was against the American people, that people like, John Brennan and the Comey FBI used to confuse Americans about my exact role in this investigation and the president's dealings with Russia itself.
Yeah, it was just, it's amazing. And it's what's odd is this could happen to anybody. If they go on a mission like this to get you, and the way they treated you and the overzealous, and that's a kind word for how they treated you, they went and got you. Now, you pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And that's what they actually got you for your jail sentence for. Tell us about how you decided to do that.
Yeah, that's a great question. As I explained in my book, I believe, and actually my current counsel believes, that my previous lawyers were actually compromised when we were actually in negotiations with the special counsel, because it was actually my lawyers who advised me to delete my Facebook account, which led to a crime that they were complicit in. So they could no longer represent me, and they basically advised me to plead guilty to something that they knew they were possibly complicit in themselves, something I didn't know at the time. Secondly, as I explained in my book, the special counsel, in order to force me to plead guilty to this bizarre lying to the FBI charge, they basically told me that they were going to charge me with FARA violations. And for everyone listening to your program, FARA is the Foreign Agent Registration Act, which basically they were targeting me for my ties to the Israelis, similarly to how they targeted Michael Flynn for his ties to the Turkish government and Paul Manafort for his ties to the Ukrainians. Now, as foreign policy advisors and people who make a living dealing with foreign governments the way we do in a legal manner, that's something that people don't get targeted for, especially charged with. But Bob Mueller and his team decided to basically charge members of Trump's campaign, including myself, Michael Flynn, and Paul Manafort, with this FARA violation statute, which not only has it only been prosecuted around two or three times in history, but I think the last time anyone was charged with that violation was in 1971. So just so you can understand the extent and the heavy-handed tactics that the Bob Mueller team used to basically squeeze us into submission.
Did you ever actually meet with Mueller? Did he ever ask you questions, or were you just the lawyers on his team and the FBI agents? And I learned today he had 40 FBI agents assigned to him.
What happened basically, as you saw in my book, I was invited to go to their office in Washington at a time when my girlfriend, at the time now wife, was actually going public and telling the world that Georgia's story is not what you think. And because of the threat that she imposed on the Bob Mueller investigation, they called me there to their offices and basically told me that if she continues to go on TV, we're going to pull your plea agreement. And it was at that meeting where I basically learned that the FBI set me up. And I learned that in December of 2017. And that's when I started to begin to think of how I'm going to get this story out there. And that's actually what resulted in my book, Deep State Target.
Yeah, that's the crux of your book. And it's a good read. I think anybody that reads it is going to, I know you've let it be known that you would love a presidential pardon. I think you deserve a presidential pardon, and I hope you get it. And I'll tell you, you just mentioned your wife. She is an attorney, correct?
Yes, she's an attorney.
Yeah, and boy, was she fought for you. What a nice love story. She went out there and she really fought for you as much as she could. She, a beautiful woman. You're a lucky man, but boy.
Oh, thank you.
It's a beautiful love story. It really is.
You know what? I would say this really, it really is a love story. And actually, it's not only a love story, but there's a human story behind the Mueller probe. And it affected not only the personal life of me, but certainly people like Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, and others who, you know, that's part of the story that, you know, is not covered in the mainstream media, or people really don't get a chance to explain that there are human costs associated with these illicit investigations that are basically, you know, thrown at Americans for one reason, and that's because we helped Donald Trump become president. So you're right, my wife took a risk herself by going public with my case. She ended up being subpoenaed by Mueller as a way to silence her and to threaten her not to speak anymore and get the truth out there. She kept fighting. And, quite frankly, if it wasn't for her going public and kind of throwing some hints out there about the true nature of my case and all the various spies that were thrown my way to basically entrap me in the Trump campaign to make it seem like we were working with Russia, maybe my book would have never existed. And so that's just part of this story. It's an incredible story. I think anybody who reads it from beginning to end will really understand the corrupt origins of this investigation, how the Obama administration, in coordination with both the UK and Australia, were basically setting traps for the Trump campaign to undermine us. And that's exactly what happened. And they were successful because for the last 2 years, this elaborate hoax known as the Mueller investigation handcuffed the president into really being allowed to govern in a proper fashion. But fortunately, the Mueller report is now out. The president is on the offensive, and I believe my book will be used as some sort of roadmap to help turn the tide against those who started this in the first place.
Yeah, I think so too. And getting the other side of the story out, it's a very compelling read. It's an American tragedy. It really is. It's not just for the president, but for people like you. Dr. Corsi's been on the show, and I was very fearful for him throughout this entire thing.
You know what? The last thing I ever thought in my life I would be doing is writing a book about this topic. But maybe that was my purpose right now on Earth, and that was really to expose what really was the greatest spying scandal in modern political history. And I think we are just now beginning to unfold the onion and see to what extent the Obama administration went to really undermine and spy on us. And as I said at the beginning of this conversation, it was really a David versus Goliath story, how Donald Trump actually won against, how he actually won against all the odds, including a weaponized intelligence apparatus that the Obama administration sent against us, and foreign governments basically helping Obama do it. It just goes to show you to the resilience of Donald Trump, his team, and he's doing great things. And I wouldn't have changed a thing regarding working for him. And I'm very positive about where the future of this investigation is now going to go.
It's a great honor. The author is George Papadopoulos. His book, The Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down the President. And boy, what a story it is. Real quickly before I let you go, Michael Cohen says he's got another 14 million documents he can share now with the government, but he wants a reduced jail sentence. Does President Trump have to worry about this?
I don't believe so. I think this is just my personal opinion. I don't know Michael Cohen, but Michael Cohen seems to have a lot of issues with the truth, and not only with the FBI, but in front of Congress. So I'm not really sure what he's up to, but I don't think anyone has anything to worry about him.
Hope you sell lots of books, Soren. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.